All right, my lovely bakers, and welcome back to Beginner's Bakes. Today we're indulging in festive chocolate treats. We're making chocolate truffles and fudge bites. Perfect for gifting, sneaky snacking, or a festive chocolate fix. I remember my first truffles. I rolled them a bit too vigorously and ended up with a chocolate snowball. But my cat tried to help, and we had chocolate all over the kitchen. And as for fudge, one batch, I left it too soft, and it became a sticky masterpiece. But, like everything, it still went down a treat. So, recipe 11, chocolate truffles. Here's what we need. 200 grams or 7 ounces of dark chocolate chopped. 100 ml of or 3.5 fluid ounces of double cream. 25 grams or 0.9 of an ounce of butter. Cocoa powder. Desiccated chocolate or chopped nuts or chocolate sprinkles for the coating basically. So step one, heat the cream gently until simmering, then pour over the chocolate, add the butter and stir until smooth. Then let it cool in the fridge for at least 1 to 2 hours until firm enough to scoop. Then roll out in small balls, take a spoon, scoop it out, small balls, and then you can coat them in the cocoa powder, or coconut, or chopped nuts, or your chocolate sprinkles. But whatever happens, get creative with them, with festive coatings, and warning, highly addictive. Now, Baker's Corner. If the truffles aren't perfectly round, just call it handmade charm. And yes, tasting one straight from the fridge is mandatory. I once made these for a Christmas party, and my mate said, "Dangerous little buggers. They disappeared fast." Chocolate has a way of uniting people and emptying trays quickly. But anyway, before we carry on, and a shout out to our listener Tina from Landovery. She made some sausage rolls for a place of work. Her colleagues ate them all. Said they tasted amazing. Everyone loved them. That's the spirit. Let's get into Christmas. Recipe 12. Festive fudge bites. Here's what we need. 400 grams or 14 ounces of sweetened condensed milk. 300 grams or 10.5 ounces of dark chopped chocolate. 50 grams or 1.75 ounces of unsalted butter. And optional, chopped nuts or festive sprinkles, all look good. Step 1. Get your saucepan and melt the chocolate and butter gently. Stir in the condensed milk until smooth. Pour into a lined pan with parchment paper. Smooth the surface. And then add any optional sprinkles or nuts or anything you want over the top. And then chill for 2 to 3 hours until firm. Cut into bite-sized squares. And warning, they may disappear faster than you can cut them. and now Baker's Corner. If the fudge cracks slightly, call it artisan texture. And yes, taste in little tiny square is compulsory, purely for quality control, naturally. And there we have it. Festive chocolate treats done simple. Truffles for indulgent and fudge for sharing or not. Your choice, I'm no judge. Now remember, all the recipes can be found on our website, www.big-g-bakes.co.uk. And if your truffles roll funny and your fudge cracks, send me the pictures anyway. Laughter is part of the recipe. You can email them to jim.boxall@big-g-bakes.co.uk. Alrighty, bakers. Until next time, we're going to be delving into desserts for Christmas. So until then, keep it fudgy, keep it sweet, and keep it simple. Thanks for listening.